USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the U.S. have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last week. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with large numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the first flight evacuating Afghans who worked with the U.S. forces has landed in the United States. The flight carrying more than 200 people landed outside of Washington, D.C. late Friday night as part of a program to get those who assisted American troops out of the country as U.S. forces are being pulled out. In a statement, President Biden welcomed them to the country and thanked them for standing with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Attention businesses of all sizes affected by COVID-19. The federal government has introduced the Employee Retention Credit. It's a new relief program that allows you to collect up to $14,000 per employee. If your business was forced to close due to COVID-19 or you lost 20% or more of your sales, you may qualify for free financial relief. There's no limit to the amount you can file for, and you don't have to pay the money back. Call the ERC program experts today. They'll explain to you how much you qualify for and how fast the funds can be in your business bank account. To find out if you qualify for the ERC program, call the IPG Law Group right now for details. There's no upfront cost to you, and you could receive up to $14,000 per employee. Call right now for details. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197.
A strange sight spotted once again in the sky above Los Angeles. Here's Mike Fortier.
A cargo pilot calls air traffic control at LAX after seeing something unusual to his right. Jetpack Man, apparently a man in a jetpack flying about 5,000 feet in the air a little after 6 o'clock Wednesday night. Unusual but not unprecedented, pilots reporting sightings of Jetpack Man twice last year in the same area. Federal investigators haven't been able to get to the bottom of the story. Is it really someone with a jetpack or just a drone made to look like someone in a jetpack? The FBI tells the New York Times it's investigating. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the U.S. continued their success in the Tokyo pool on Saturday. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the Games, winning the 50-meter freestyle and setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Colleges and universities are preparing to welcome students back to campuses with the Delta variant of the coronavirus causing spikes in new cases across the country. Many institutions have taken the step to require students to get vaccinated against COVID in order to return to campus. Marquette University is one of those schools without requirement, though vaccination is only a recommendation for faculty and staff. Marquette President Michael Lovell explains to CNN why he decided to lay out those requirements.
We required students to be vaccinated. We made the announcement several months ago with the idea, as we know, that it is best for our students, because they live in such proximity to each other when they're on the campus, to require them to be vaccinated for their own safety and well-being. You know, when you're in college, it's a very social time. They live close in community, and we just really wanted to ensure that they could have the best experience possible while they're on campus while still being safe. In terms of faculty and staff, we are strongly recommending that all faculty and staff be vaccinated. We know from looking at the numbers that the vast majority of our faculty staff have already been vaccinated. We're still encouraging everyone on the faculty staff to be vaccinated as well, because we know that the Delta variant is something that's real and it's in front of us. And it really is having us, you know, think about ways we can continue to ensure that our campus community stays safe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.